Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Help, I've been miscountried. Who's going to resign? This is my column for the New Conservative of 2nd of December 2022. Before COVID-19 wiped out the whole population of Wuhan, I spent 5 weeks there courtesy of a Hubei province government scholarship for prestigious international scholars, which was nice. I had several student helpers assigned to me, and one of the junior staff members, Rocky was his English name, coordinated them. I spent a lot of time with Rocky and introduced him to the joys of Oasis and Kasabian, and we used to sing Don't Look Back in Anger at the tops of our voices in his car. I told him about how these were two top UK bands, that I'd seen them both, how a school friend was godmother to Noel Gallagher's daughter, and how my sons were all Oasis mad. I even suggested an English name, not a practice of which I approve, but he insisted, for his newborn daughter. All well and good, and the day approached when it was time for me to depart for home. Rocky, over one of our final beers, asked me in quite a serious tone if he could ask me a question. I gladly consented, and he asked me which part of the United States I came from. I live in Hull, Kingston upon Hull, and had told him a lot about my hometown and, I thought, my country. Poor chap had spent 5 weeks trying to find Hull on a map of the United States. I must say this is not an isolated event. During several visits to China, after giving my usual introduction, aided by PowerPoints, to show the audience where I live, I've been asked which part of the United States I come from, or in which part of the United States Hull is located. I do find it temporarily irritating along the lines of which part of I'm British did you not get, but I usually get over it. It's simply another indication of the monumental ignorance of Chinese people about anything outside China, the dominance of United States culture and film and music, the relative unimportance of the UK on the world stage, and the fact that the Chinese people never really listen to a word you're saying. Therefore, I find it hard to be totally sympathetic with Ngozi Fulani over the alleged racist remarks made to her by now former lady-in-waiting Lady Susan Hussey at a recent royal reception. On an interview on BBC Radio this morning, she said that she was still processing the incident where she had been asked, possibly because she is black, which part of Africa she came from. Make no mistake, I find the notion of that question highly offensive and probably worthy of comment, in the same way I find it offensive that my Chinese hosts consider that any successful international academic must be American. But worthy of formal complaint and the resignation of the culprit, get a life. In any case, take a look at Lady Hussey. By the looks of her, she'll soon be resigning from that job called life anyway. Perhaps my experience is not quite parallel to hers, but what on earth did she expect at a royal reception, particularly one she attended in African dress? My experience of anything royal, I had the misfortune to meet Prince Philip twice, is that they are ignorant, rude and dismissive, and I'm a monarchist. The royals themselves are bad enough, but the hangers-on, which I presume is what a lady-in-waiting is, are worse. Royals have nothing to prove, those in the entourage do. So, Miss Fulani, I urge you to get a sense of perspective here. That's all.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.